Welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Show. We're live at Westlake High School where the Vikings trail the Lions 14-0 at halftime. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs and get some scores around the area.
Just updating some scores back in South Georgia. As of right now, the last update we've had, Grayson leads Cockwood County 28-7 late in the second quarter. And then another score we have is back in Valdosta. Stevenson has had two 80-yard touchdown catches that two 80-yard touchdown passes to lead the Cats 14-10 right now late in the second quarter as well.
Wow, that's a big one right there. Stevenson against the Valdosta Wildcats. We're going to turn it back over now to the guys. Thank you for joining us here on the Halftime Show. We're ready to kick the third quarter off here in just a few moments. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Thank you for Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services for sponsoring the Halftime Show. Wes, if you had to have one thing in the second half, what would it be? Besides more points. I don't want to hear more points, but we all know you need that. What do you think it is?
What I'm going to do is they're going to put these guys in the box. They're going to rush us. They're not going to change anything. What I'm going to do in the second half is I'm going to take Tisdale, and I'm going to send him out of the backfield immediately. I'm going to have Harris and Tisdale working behind those linebackers where there is no safety.
Yeah.
Or the second thing I'm going to do is I'm rolling Barrett out away from everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him time and room to get outside.
We've seen that this year. You look at a Hillgrove game, their quarterback, you know, designed rollouts. We got to get Barrett out of the pocket because I think that's where he does most of his damage, especially if they're bringing a lot of pressure and more than we can block.
Now, the second thing I'm going to do is on the place where I want him staying in the pocket, I'm moving my offensive linemen. Their splits are not going to be quite so big. They're going to be a lot tighter, almost maybe even foot to foot. And you've got to stop them. You've got to clog that middle up and keep them from getting in there.
Yeah, we've trailed this year several times, and we've responded. Marty talked to Coach about what he's got to do at halftime. We've got to make some adjustments. Coach Mack even said we've got to make some adjustments. I think we can. We've got to settle down and start playing good Viking football. We've shown that we can put a lot of points on the board in a specific quarter. And, you know, we've got to do that here tonight. We're going to be turning your equipment in next week and pumping up basketballs, but I don't think anybody's ready for that, Wes. And it may start with a kickoff return, you know, a pick six, something like that, that Westlake scored on. They've only had one sustained drive to score. They got a scoop and score off a fumble that resulted in seven of their points. So if we can start sustaining a drive and get their defense on the field and tired, I like our chances.
I like our chances, too. Tavon Kyle to the far side of the field. Tyson Harris to the near side as Miller gets ready to kick off. Puts that right foot into it. Nice, nice kick that Tyson Harris feels at the 80s across the 10. The 15 goes to the far side of the field. Cuts by one man. He's across the 20, up to the 22, and they'll take him down at the 23-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over first and 10. At our own 23, they'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. This is a north-south end zone. They'll be going towards that north end zone, and they'll start with the ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah, kicked it over here to about the 10-yard line on our side, trying to set up that middle return. Tyson Harris able to get to the middle, get positive yards on the return. So Vikings are going to take over first and 10, ball in the 23-yard line.
They bring Jenkins to the near side. We haven't seen much out of him tonight. Barrett in the shotgun. He's got Tisdale in the backfield with him. Now brings Tisdale to the near side. Empty backfield. They're showing blitz off the corner. Quickest steps back there. They come, starts to run. They've got a hand on it. The ball's down. They pick it up. Into the end zone they go. No, they say it's down. They say it was down. They say he was down.
We did exactly what you said to do. We brought Tisdale in motion.
Guys, they're not saying Michael was down. They're saying the fumble and the Lions have the ball. Guy's knee was down when he picked up the ball. But that was a loose football fumble. Lion takeover.
They brought the blitz off the A-gap. We had nobody there to pick it up. And they really forced Michael Barrett to get uncomfortable back there quick. Lions are going to take over first and 10. Ball's placed on the 12-yard line.
That was not exactly, that was not at all what we wanted to do.
First two possessions of the opening half, we fumbled it.
Of course, we always remember the least important thing in life is the score at halftime. And the two most important possessions of a football game is your first one in the third and your opponent's first one in the third. And this is not looking good. Birch keeps the ball. They run a little reverse. We catch him in the backfield, and he outruns our guys and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. They've got a lot of speed, Taylor.
They really do. We talked about the athletes they've got on the field, and they really stacked the box. One receiver, really, and they ran a reverse to him. We were able to contain that outside edge, force it back up. It's going to be a one-yard loss is what they're calling it.
The second and 11 back at the 13. Birch, empty backfield for the Lions. They stack it. He goes left, trying to run behind those blockers. He's behind one, two, gets across the 10, down somewhere around, it looks like, the 8-yard line.
They've got seven offensive linemen in the game. That last possession, or that last play, they're switching in and out. Some skill guys, maybe going to spread the field out a little bit, get some space. Third down and five to go.
Third five, they've got to get down to the three. The ball is at the eight. They've got two receivers near side, two far side. We go to a three-man front. Birch in the shotgun for the Lions. He's got Peek in the backfield with him. Calls for the ball. Now turns and changes the play. Waiting for the ball. There's a snap. He drops straight back. Looks. We start to run. Chase him out of the pocket. He goes around the corner looking. Fakes it. Takes off to the end zone. Into the corner. And touchdown, Wesley.
We brought the blitz right up the middle. They were able to get to the outside. We had to stay in coverage instead of coming up making the tackle. And he just trots right into the corner of the end zone for a Westlake touchdown. So after a fumble on both of our opening possessions of the game and the second half have resulted in Westlake points on the board, Wes.
Miller on to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the ball. We're moving guys around. There's a snap. Ball down, kicks up. It's good. Westlake 21, our Vikings nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box. West James along with Taylor Biddle. High end over end kick. And it'll be fielded at the 15, across the 20 to 25. Tyson Harris still on his feet as he crosses the 30 up to the 31-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was three plays, went 12 yards. Ravon Burks ran 7 yards for a line touchdown. James Miller Jr. kicked the extra point through to make it 21-0 line with 10:14 left in the third quarter.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 31-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark here in front of the Lions press box. Going from right to left on your radio dial. They have outplayed us all night long. That's the only way to say it. They have outplayed us. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Michael Barrett puts Tyson Harris in motion to the far side. Quickly throws out to Harris. Harris makes the catch, gets hit, spins, still on his feet as he fights his way back to the line of scrimmage.
Fumbled it again.
And the ball comes out, and they have recovered.
Yeah, Tyson Harris on the catch out in the flat, dancing around trying to make guys miss. The ball came out. Westlake recovered, and Westlake's got a bunch of momentum, guys, dancing all over the field. They're feeling it.
Yes, they are. They'll take over first and 10 at our own 33-yard line. 10:03 to go here in the third quarter. We already trailed 21-0. You can't give good football teams the ball this deep in your own territory.
This many times, too.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Birch in the shotgun. He takes the football. He drops straight back. He looks. We come on a blitz. He starts to run. He's scrambling, throws downfield, and throws it incomplete. He had a receiver in the vicinity. So will not. That was number 18. 18 was coming back on the ball. Either that, he was going to get tackled for about a 20-yard loss.
Still bringing three up front, and we got to find a stop to their rushing attack. Got him out of the pocket. The young man hasn't really shown that he can throw the ball like he can damage you with running the ball. So keep an eye on that. Second down, 10 to gain. Ball is placed down at the 33-yard line.
He's had three completions tonight out of 9 attempts. He calls the ball. He gives it to quarterback. He gives it to Peek. Stuck it in his belly. He'll get a yard. They're going to give him two down to the 31. It was one of those read options where he stuck in his belly, kept it, and then let it go. And I thought maybe he was going to pull back out and run it himself. It'll be third and eight from the 31-yard line.
For the first time tonight, our crowd has come alive over there. Big third down. They've converted a bunch of big third downs tonight. Let's see if we can stop them here on this one.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Birch looks to the sidelines. They change the play. 9:18 to go here in the third quarter. Again, he drops straight back. He looks in the pocket downfield and incomplete.
Yeah,
it'll be fourth and eight.
Trying to throw it out here on an out route. Well covered there by Brent Carter. Fourth down and eight. And they're kind of in no man's land too here. I think their kicker might have the leg to sneak one over the crossbar. But I think, you know, the way they're playing offensively and the momentum is clearly on their side, they're probably going to go for it here.
And they are. They are. They're bringing back in Trey Pearson, one of their top two receivers. And they bring 18, their leading receiver. They've got trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. He keeps Peek in the backfield with him. That is the Lion quarterback. Birch calls for the ball. We show blitz. Here we come. Start to chase him. Throws the ball downfield, and the catch is made for the first down at the 19-yard line.
We had lots of pressure, but a little curl route, enough to get across the stick. Quarterback kept his eyes downfield. Huge fourth down conversion there for the Westlake Lions. Ball inside the 20.
And it was Trey Pearson, their second leading receiver, who came back and made that catch.
About a 12, 13-yard curl is all he ran. We had pressure coming, got him a little uncomfortable in the pocket, was able to keep his eyes downfield and pick up the first down.
Birch calls for the ball, gives it to Peek around the left side. No quarterback option, and that read option, he keeps it as he gets down around the 15. Give him 5 yards on the carry as he gets to the 14. 8:45 to go here, third period, and our Vikings trail 21-0.
Two scores come after fumbles in our own territory, really our own red zone. And, you know, that's really been the difference in this ball game.
Folks, I know you're at home are stunned, so are we. We're not believing what we're seeing. But there's still a lot of football to be played. Second and five. They marked it down at the 15. They've got to get to the 10. We show blitz. Now we back out. Birch, again, quarterback read. He keeps the ball, starts to run, gets by one man. Shoestring tackle by number 28 as he crosses the 15 down to around the 13-yard line.
This little quarterback's really shifty. 5'10", 160 pound. He was trying to throw it at first. Didn't like what he saw in the coverage. Pulled it down. Good job there, open field tackling. But it's going to be still a positive gain. Third down and three, they're calling it.
Yep, third and three. He calls for the football as he's got twins to the far side, single receiver near side. We're showing man coverage. Our linebackers are up tight. The safeties have come up tight. Birch asks for the football. Gives it to Peek. Peek gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and it looks like what they're trying to do was get it in position in the center of the field for another field goal attempt by James Miller, St. Jr.
Yeah, we were able to stop him here at one point and jumped off sides, gave him another fresh set of downs. Got to keep an eye on that again, get our field goal block team in position.
They're going to set it down on the 20 to make that a 30-yard field goal attempt.
Moving in. 18.
So it'll be a 28-yard field goal attempt. Ball in the middle of the field. He lines it up. Waiting on the snap. There it is. They bobble the snap, get the ball down, and we block it and pick it up, but it doesn't, and we get tackled. But we have blocked the field goal attempt, dodged a bullet right there. Thank you, Vikings. We pick it up, and now down the field we went. We return it all the way out to the 35-yard line.
Fred Stewart comes in there, blocks it, looks like right up the middle. And I believe it was Anthony Robinson, number 15, on the return. Wasn't able to see that well. Looks like 12 blocked it and picked it up, ran it back into positive yards for the Vikings. We're going to take over on the 35-yard line in desperate need of some points.
6:44 to go here in the third quarter. We just dodged a bullet there. We're down 21-0. Michael Berry brings Marcus Gary. Tyson Harris to the near side. Two receivers far side. He keeps it. Quarterback read option over the right side, and he'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards. as it gets out to about the 37, 38-yard line.
When they stack the box like they're doing, Wes, it's not allowing Michael Barrett to really make those cuts. It's a line that he likes to make to get the open yardage. Still falls forward for positive gain. We're going to give him 3 on the play, 2nd down and 7.
We've got to get to out to our 45. We're on the 38. Again, 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. They're showing blitz. We give it to Tisdale. Tisdale to the corner. He's squared up. He's across the 45. There's going to be a hold. We get a big play, our first big play of the night, and it's a hold called on the corner.
I think Marcus Brownrigg might be called on the hold. He was trying to come back there on that outside linebacker, making the block to seal him, and I believe it's going to be the hold that's going to bring it back. Big positive play there, going to be negated.
But it was at the 44-yard line. It was been a yard short, so you mark it from 10. You'll mark it back to the 34, and that will make it 2nd and 11.
Yeah, replay the down, 2nd and 11. Big positive play there. Would have been about a 25-yard pickup on the play.
Guys, I mentioned before the game, we talked about keys to this football game. We talked about time of possession, turnovers, and penalties. And that's a couple times now we've had something go our way and get a penalty, and that one really hurt.
We've got Gary and Tyson Harris to the near side. 2 receivers to the far side. Barrett in the shotgun. Again, they show blitz. They get it to Tisdale. Tisdale squares the corner. Gets a good block on the corner out there. And that was from Tyson Harris. As Harris pinned that corner out there on the 40, we'll get out to the 40. Where are they going to mark him down at? The 42.
42, 43. Looks like 43 is what they're going to call it. It's a 3rd and manageable for the Vikings. Good patience there by Tisdale, showing his ability to get the edge. We just need 1 or 2 more blocks out there, and Tisdale's going to break one.
It is 3rd and 3. 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. 5:45 to go here, 3rd period. Vikings trailing 21-0. Again to Tisdale over the left side. Oh, he's going to be short. They're going to be short. They're going to come in. He had to get to the 45, and it's going to be about half a yard short.
Yeah, that's exactly what the line judge on this side marked it. We had to get to the 45. They put it down the 44. We faked one here about this same area of the field last week, but it was much.
Bringing in Plowboy for this, guys. We're going to line it up. Let's see if we actually go for it or if we're going to try to get the hard count, but we're bringing in Plowboy.
Season's on the line. I like the call. We've got to get some momentum and keep their offense off the field.
Let's see what happens here. Here we go. We've lined it up in that T formation. They've stacked it hard. Over the left side, Tyson Harris. Harris off to the races. He's through. He's going to the end zone. They run him down from behind. They're trying to catch him. He turns. He gets to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Touchdown, Vikings.
Good job right there. Blocking up front. Really created a hole on that right side. Tyson showed his speed once he got to the second level, and that might be the momentum we're looking for. Good job, offensive line.
That was the way to go. They stacked it. We ran that old straight T offense that I hadn't seen since I played junior high school football. And Tyson Harris toted the mail and has got us on the scoreboard.
Good job by him outrunning the coverage, too. They were right there in his hip pocket, zigzagging downfield. We're going to kick it. Looks like Broom's in the kick.
Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. And what do we got?
We got a timeout.
Timeout Vikings, we'll keep it right here.
Guys, not what you want to do when you score and get a little momentum, but we have to call a timeout because we don't have a kid on the field. I only had 10 men out there. Not what you want to do, but hey, that was a big play for our Vikings. That gave a little shot not only to this team, but to the crowd. We needed that to wake us up. So hopefully we can come back after this and get a big, big stop because we really need one on defense.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Yeah, the problem that we've had this season, when you go for the swinging gate, when you go for the extra point, you never know what personnel you need. So right there we were a little confused, especially when it's 4th and 1 from about our 40-yard line, and all of a sudden you break a big one, guys on the sideline trying to hurry to get in there, forced to call a timeout.
And timeouts can, they can be like gold in a game like this. Holden Broom to attempt the extra point. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. Vikings 21. Westlake 7. And now let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap as he writes some stuff down. He'll give us what we need right now. What you got, Chuck?
All right, Wes, that drive was 4 plays, went 65 yards. Tyson Harris ran 56 yards for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked that point through to make it 21-7. Vikings with 4:57 left in the third quarter.
Now, we've got to find a way. Now, our defense has got to do what they did in the first half, and that is shut them down and get us the ball back.
Yeah, rushing tonight. Most of those yardage came on that last play there by Tyson. We've run the ball 19 times for 80 yards. They've run the ball 32 times for 140. Passing game, neither team can really get going, Wes. We're 2 of 8 passing. They're 4 of 11. So it's really becoming who can run the ball better than who. We got to answer the call defensively, stopping their run.
Now, we did a great job. Now, we've turned the ball over to them twice deep in our territory. That's where 14 of their points have come from. Their other seven, they had a good drive. They had the one good drive. So we have got to stop them. We've got back. It's going to be a short kick. It's going to hit, bounce around. They pick it up at the 18. We get a hand on him. Turns, starts to run. Comes back upfield by one man, too. He gets almost across the 20, out to the 25, and that's where they'll take over. First and 10 at their 24.
That big drive they had in the first half, Wes, was 94 yards. So they've proven they can methodically drive it down the field. They've converted a couple big third downs, a big fourth down on that previous drive. We've got to get them behind the sticks early, bring a little pressure here, and make them make some bad decisions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 4:49 to go here in the third quarter. We've cut it to 14, 21-7. Burt. Three backs in the backfield. He split his receivers. We're in a five-man front. He asks for the football. He gives it to number 33. First time we've seen the sophomore tonight. Around the corner he goes, squares up, and he'll pick up 6, 7, 8 yards on that carry.
Really just a speed sweep there on the far side. And able to pick up huge yards on the play. Going to be second and short. Weren't able to steal the edge. They're winning the point of attack so far tonight on the jet sweep, Swift.
They are, and we've got to find a way to stop that. Birch, again, gives it the tailback. Around the corner, we hit him at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be short of the first down because they had to get out to the all across the 34, and they're still going to mark him down somewhere around the 33.
Yeah, let's see where they set it down. This might be a measurement. Marty, are you anywhere near? No, they're going to mark it short, 1 yard short. Huge third down here for the Vikings.
Birch calls for the football. Again to the tailback. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Now he's got the first down. We had him stopped, but he gets across the 35 up to the 36.
Jahari Boone had the edge, forced him back inside. Nobody there to help him. Running back there, number 26, Trey Dixon, able to fall forward and get the first down. Ball placed down on the 37-yard line. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Ball as Westlake's going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, we're back to a four-man front, now five. Birch gives it to the tailback, number the sophomore. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and they're going to give him 2 yards out to the 40. It'll be second and eight from there. And that little sophomore is doing a good job for him right now because we've not seen him in the first half. Darrell Nichols will be second. We'll give him 3 yards. Second and seven out to the 40.
We're substituting defensive linemen.
They're doing what they said they want to do, keep the ball away from our offense.
We're going to get a band warning here, guys.
Yep.
Quarterback came over after that last play and told the white hat he couldn't hear. So white hat's going to walk over.
Well, the thing of it is it their band or our band? Well, their band is right down here, and you can hear them playing too.
Your band can play, our band cannot. So it's going to be a warning on the band, and hopefully that gets the crowd alive and big plays happen. White hat goes, confers with Coach Mack. Mack points up to the band. They stop playing, and now they get loud. crowd comes alive as well, Wes.
Let's go, crowd. Birch in the shotgun. Look at that five-man Viking defense. On a second and seven. Drops straight back in the pocket. Nothing there. He starts to scramble. Comes this way looking. Throws it downfield. Got a man open. That's Nichols. And we knock it away. Good job defensively.
Tymer Moore, great job there in coverage. Pocket bug down. He had to make up something happen with his feet. Tymer Moore right there in great position. Make that play. Busted coverage brings up third down. Huge third down for the Vikings.
We get a stop here because it's 2:34 to go in the third quarter. We trail by 14. We need a stop here. Let's go, you mighty, mighty Vikings. Third and seven. The ball at the 40. They've got to get out to the 47. We're in a three-man front. Let's go, Vikings. Play action. Drops back. Looks. Does a little bubble screen underneath. And he will get nowhere. Back to the 40. Fourth down and seven in their territory. And I would look right now. There comes the punt team.
Yeah, punt team's coming on. Little bubble screen is what they were running. That tunnel screen. Excuse me. Devon Holmes right there making the play. Reading what the offensive line was doing. Trying to find the receiver. Coming back to him. Good job by that young man. Really no gain. Fourth and seven.
Kelvin Simeon, their punter, standing at the 25. Tyson Harris, our punt returner, back at our 25. A minute 55 to go here in the third. We trail 21-7. There's a snap. He gets it away. Nice kick. It's going to bounce. Harris is going to let it roll by him. It'll roll inside the 20 and will spin dead at just inside the 15. That's where our Vikings will take over.
Brent Carter coming off that far side trying to get it. We've come really close tonight to getting big block on there. That might be one of the first times tonight we've stopped them. They have punted a couple times, but stopped them with some big plays there defensively.
85 yards away. Here come our Vikings. Barrett in the shotgun. He brings trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Four-man front for the Lions. Two linebackers up tight. Barrett stops straight back. Looks downfield, and our receiver gets pushed down. And they call nothing. The ball was in the air when Tyson Harris got pushed down from behind. No call.
Yeah, really, the safety and the cornerback guarding Tyson, the only ones that can make the play because Tyson was pushed down about 15 yards short of that. And thankfully, they did not intercept that ball. Two guys there could have made the catch. Second and 10.
Barrett in the shotgun. Again, trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Four-man front. Two linebackers. Now three. They're showing blitz. There they come. He rolls away from it. Looking. Starts to throw downfield. And the ball is incomplete. I thought it was intercepted by number one. The official said no, he trapped it.
Bringing a blitz off the backside again. Michael Barrett picked it up, was trying to roll to the near side. The throw was across his body, trying to get Jalen Smith to release. I think he was hit as he was throwing the ball and went up for free grabs, not able to make the interception.
The third and 10. A minute 19 to go here in the third period. Third and 10 back at our own 15. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the far side of the field. Tyson Harris comes near side. Marcus Gary comes with him. He drops straight back in the pocket. Play action fake. There comes a blitz. He's still on his feet. They're after him. They've got one hand on him too, and he'll go down back inside the 10.
Yeah, well,
that was what you call a coverage sack there because they had our receivers covered perfectly.
Michael Barrett going to be dropped inside the 10-yard line. He was looking. Nobody got open. Good coverage in the secondary. This Westlake secondary is pretty deadly. They're able to play man coverage and keep it all night. We can't find anybody downfield. Huge, huge loss in the play for the Vikings. Going to bring up fourth and 18.
Tyson Shaw standing in the end zone. There's a snap, and he gets off a high, high booming kick. They
Fumbles.
Signal fair catch, and they'll take it over at our 40-yard line.
Yeah, so after a big punt, we're not able to do much. 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings are trailing 21-7. I did like our defensive coverage and plays that last series that they had on offense. See if we can take some momentum from that and back them up, get them behind the sticks here, because they got good field position once again, Wes.
Yes, they do.
We could use a turnover.
Yep.
Turnover would be huge here.
It sure would be. Nichols in the backfield with Birch. Birch splits his receivers. Two tight ends. We're in a five-man front. He gives it to Birch over the left side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And they'll give him the line of scrimmage, and that's it. It'll be second and 10 from there. Our guys wanting to play. Clock's down to 16. 15 seconds. Now at 10. The official just stopped the clock. And I'm not sure. Oh, they're talking to both teams. Now they're going to set it down on the 40. Be second and 10 from there. And the official signals ready for play. Winds the clock. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to the fourth quarter, trailing 21-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here, high above Westlake Stadium. West James along with Taylor Biddle. We have 12 minutes. This is the fourth quarter. Buddy, we trail 21-7. Birch keeps the ball on the quarterback run around the left side. He squares up. He's across the 40, down to about the 35. And that's where they'll mark him out of bounds.
Actually, he stepped out before that, Wes. No, they are going to set it down at the 35. Thought he was able to get more, so it's going to bring up third down and 5 for the Westlake Lions. Jet sweep, our quarterback design draw to the near side with a lead blocker coming as a jet sweep guy. And we weren't able to steal the edge there.
Third and 5. Burke sends a receiver to the far side, single receiver near side, running two tight ends. He's got Peek back in the backfield with him. Calls for the ball, drops straight back, looks, downfield, throws away up high in the air. We turn, go up, and we intercept the ball. We intercept the ball at the 10. We're still on our feet.
Tyson.
After Tyson Harris across the 20 out to the 22.
Tyson Harris intercepted the ball on the 12-yard line. Flag came out by the official. But I think we were in great position. It might be on them. If there is a penalty, let's see what it was. Or is that a beanbag? I think it's a beanbag.
Just a beanbag.
That is a beanbag, Taylor, but I thought it was a flag myself. And it could have been because the offense was pulling on Tyson. But a great play there by Tyson. It was good pressure by Devon Holmes, which caused the ball to float a little bit. But we needed that stop. Maybe we can get something going here on offense.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 11:38 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-7. We send trips to the near side. Single receiver far side going from left to right on your radio dial. Barrett in the shotgun. Gives it to
Tisdale.
Tisdale over the left side. He'll pick up maybe a yard if he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
No, they lose one. He was trying to be patient, letting his block set up, running off that right side. Initial contact was made behind the line. He fell forward, and it is going to be a loss, second and 11.
Good eyes, Taylor Biddle. Again, trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. They're in a four-man front. Two linebackers. Three now up tight. Barrett. Quarterback Reed. Look out the middle. He goes. The first run that Michael Barrett has had tonight. A big, big run. Gets us a first down out across, out to the 36.
Yeah, Michael Barrett running the read right there. Was able to keep it and get positive blocking off that left side. First down pickup for the Vikings. Only our fourth first down on the night. Ball's placed down at the 36-yard line.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. We're at the 11-minute mark. Again, he gives it to Travis Tisdale around the left side, and he'll get out to the 40. I'm getting excited because this thing, we're showing a little momentum and a little life here now.
Good pickup there on first down. Tisdale showing patience, trying to let his blockers set up on that left side. Second down and 6. They give him 4 on the play.
We've got to get out to the 46-yard line, and we're sitting right on just inside the 40, maybe the 39. 10:52 to go here in the ball game. Barrett, asks for the football. Again, the Tisdale. Tisdale running behind that line. He'll get back to the line. He might get to the 40 where it's going to be 3rd and 6. It'll be 3rd and 6 from the 40.
Yeah, 2 back-to-back plays there off the left side with Travis Tisdale. Bring in J.D. Lee now. Right at the 10-minute, 30-second mark in this ball game. Vikings got to come away with points here.
Twins left, Twins right. Four-man front for Westlake. Those linebackers up tight. They shift that defensive, big defensive tackle over. Quickly he looks, throws across the middle. That's number 14, Justin Smith underneath. And he has the first down as he gets into Westlake territory down at the 49.
Jalen Smith on the little slant right there behind the linebackers. What you asked for, gets it across midfield. Big first down conversion tonight for the Vikings there.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the Westlake 49. Marcus Gary, Jalen Smith to the near side along with Travis Tisdale. Single receiver far side. They back off. Give it to J.D. Leighton. Oh, quarterback read. Michael Baird with the football. He has the first down as he fights his way down to the 38-yard line.
Michael Barrett starting to get a little bit of space now, showing what he can do on the keeper. Good job blocking up front. We're coming off the left side. That's where both of those first downs have been, off that left side. Jalen Goss and Tucker Barnes over there, first and 10 Vikings.
Ball on the far hash mark, and Westlake has asked for a timeout. Westlake says, let's keep it right. Let's calm them down, see what we can do here, because we have made some adjustments and starting to show now.
Coach Reed saw that a little momentum was coming from the Viking offense, decided to call a timeout there. Smart timeout there by Westlake defense.
Did you hear what your buddy Bill just said?
No, sir.
No, they called timeout just for me to get calmed down.
Yeah, you got to calm down, my man. You get excited when we cross that goal line. 9 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this ball game. Vikings are trailing 21-7.
Leading rusher on the night has been Tyson Harris, and he's got 56 yards. Most of those came on that touchdown run.
Michael Barrett, after taking some big sacks there, back into positive territory now with 20. Really the difference tonight, I believe, has been the passing game from both teams. They've been able to rush the ball for 163. We've crossed the 100-yard mark now, but neither team can do anything passing the ball.
Here we go, folks. First and 10 at their 38-and-a-half-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Michael Barrett in the shotgun with trips to the near side. He gives it to Tisdale around the left side. There goes the sophomore, and he's going to be close to the first down. He went around the left side, and Michael Barrett put it in his belly, kept it there, and then finally turned loose and started upfield, and I think the linebacker bit on Barrett, which gave Tisdale enough time to get outside, square up, and it's going to be second and one as we get down to the 29-yard line.
Two plays back-to-back on that left side there. We like what we're seeing coming off that edge. See if we go back to it.
Again, trips. Yes, we do know. Michael Barrett keeps it right up the middle. He has the first down as it gets down around the 27-yard line.
So first half, they really loaded the box. We weren't able to do much of anything on these exact same plays. We're finding a little bit of space now. Couple first down pickups. Vikings up to 7 first downs now in the game.
Tavon Kyle and Marcus Gary and Jalen Smith come near side as receivers. Barrett in the shotgun. Looks at that four-man line front. Calls for the ball. Play action. Pump, pump, pump. Throws to the end zone. Did he catch it? Touchdown, Vikings!
Pump fake right there. Michael Barrett got him on the pump fake. Throwing up top. And I don't care how tall you are, Xavier Jenkins in the end zone. Man can go up and catch a football. Put him on the board. That's 6 points for the Vikings.
And we've got a chance to pull to within 7 points.
27 yards on the touchdown pass from Michael Barrett to Xavier Jenkins. We cut the lead. See if we can get these extra point in here.
8:53 to go here in the ball game. Colton Broom looking to pull us to within 7. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. And we lead with 21-14. We pulled within 7.
Yeah, that's been two huge possessions there for the Vikings. Defensively, we were able to stop them. And, methodically, what we've been used to all season, seeing them run it off the left side. We found a home over there. Goss and Tucker Barnes over there really sealing the edge and able to get some positive yards rushing the ball.
We need to come out now, pin them back, and get that football back.
Yeah, they're wanting to run the clock out here. Clock at 8 minutes and 53 seconds. We got plenty of time left in this ball game. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence to get a Paige Heganair drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was 9 plays, went 78 yards, Michael Barrett threw a 27-yard pass to Xavier Jenkins for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 21-14 Lions with 8:53 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that page heating and air drive recap. Eric Follow set to kick off. Lions back deep, standing about the 15, because we have not kicked it deep all night. Waiting on the football. There he kicks it. Nice little squib kick. They take it at the 20, across the 25, the 30. They try to go across the 30, up to about the 32-yard line, where they're knocked down. That's where they'll take over. First and 10 with 8:47 to go here in the ball game, and Westlake leading 21-14.
We got to settle down. We need another stop here for this Viking defense who's coming out on the field with a little bit of momentum and new life. Breathe into that sideline. Fans are also up on their feet. Got to play discipline football.
Ball on the near hash mark. Here come our Viking defense in a four-man front. They send trips to the far side. Jet sweep. Peaks the line to find a way outside. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. It'll be a no gain. It'll be a no gain because we just strung it out. Our defense now playing inspired football.
The jet sweep for the Lions has been their bread and butter all night tonight. Last two possessions, we've been able to find an answer for it. The adjustments we've asked for at halftime seem to be coming to fruition here in the fourth quarter.
It's second and 10. The ball to the far on the far side of the field. They got twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Burks, the line quarterback, calls for the ball. He keeps it on the quarterback option. Up to that quarterback reach, still on his feet. He gets forward across the 35, up to the 36. Then starts back, but they give him forward progress, and there's a flag.
Yeah, jet sweep. Fake the jet sweep. Quarterback kept it. Pile was forming right there. Somebody went on top of the pile. I don't know if he was pushed on top of the pile. We dove. Flag's going to be in the air. Vikings look like they are the culprit.
Yeah, a couple of the guys are clapping. So the rest are going to get together and talk about this. But if that's on us, that one hurts.
Yes, sir, because that'll be a 15-yarder.
Yeah, and it was – we stopped them there. It would have been third down and about seven. They picked up one. Let's see what the white hat decides.
They're still talking about it. Of course, they have the earpieces, so each official can hear what's being said. This is taking a long time, folks. Westlake, the players, are signaling against Lowndes. Yep. And we're fixing to mark it off, but they're looking at where they're going to mark it off from. They're going to mark it off back at the 35. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike. That'll move it out to the 50-yard line and a first down. No, I'm sorry, down to to the 50, right across the 50, and a first down for Westlake.
Yeah, huge penalty there. That is our 34th, excuse me. Something's wrong on that yardage there. We'll get that corrected, but that is a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct.
They send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. The Lions quarterback, he's asking for the football. Looking at their wristband as they change the play. He's got it. He starts left. He's looking. There's a hole out there. There comes the flag. We had him in the backfield, but they had Devon Holmes. I mean, they were just that was number 91, and they were just pulling him down.
Guys, we've been calling for a hold on that sweep. The quarterback sweeping the jet sweep. Our coaches have been calling for a hold all night long. They finally got it on that play, and it was clear he actually tackled one of our defensive linemen.
It comes behind the line of scrimmage, so
it's going to be marked from the flag. So it's going to be
from the flag, and it looks like they're going to mark it from the 48. That's the bad thing, is there's 7:31 to go. They're using up the clock. Take it all the way back to the 38, where it's going to be first and 22 from the 38-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Burks, the Lions quarterback, says, give me the football. Looks at that four-man front. Quickly, quarterback draw right up the middle. Cross outside. There's going to be another flag and another hold.
Yeah, quarterback looked like he was trying to go deep with the ball. Tuck it and ran with it. White hat threw a penalty. Clock stops at 7:17. We stopped him for about a four-yard gain here, Wes. So this is probably in that decline area.
I don't know. If you take it, you're going to go further back. You're going to go from the 38 back to the 28.
Replay the down, yeah. So they are going to take it.
which is because you had a first and 22. Now you're going to end up with a first and about 35.
Personal foul.
Oh, that's a 15-yard penalty.
Wow.
And that takes it all the way back to the 26-yard line. That's where they'll set it down at the 26. It is first and 36. Should be first and 36 from there. Oh, no, first and 34. I'm sorry. Takes a snap. They give it to Peek. Peek looking for a hole. He gets by one man, two solo speed. Down the field he goes. We have to shoestring tackling, but not till he gets back to the 45.
Yeah, they get it back up to the 45, running off that left side, making people miss. Good job there. Open field tackling by Fred Stewart.
That's going to be second now and about 16. Second and 16. Ball in the middle of the field, but clock's down to 6:42. And run it. We trail by 7, 21-14. We've got to get the football back. Three-man front. Quarterback keeps it up the middle. And he's in our territory. And we knock him down at the 45. So it's going to be third and five and a half. Yeah, by six. Third and five and a half, third and maybe six from our 45.
Anytime your safety has to come up to make the tackle on the quarterback, it's not a good play for your defense. But luckily we had him behind the sticks big there. Big third down and six. Viking fans come alive. Got to get it to the 39-yard line.
We're at the six-minute mark to go here in the ball game, trailing 21-14. They're going to use as much clock as they can. Birch in the shotgun. Peek to his right. Twins left, twins right as far as receivers go. We're in a three-man front, and there is delay of game.
Oh, that's huge. No play clock again on this field. Delay a game called. Backs him up five. Going to be double stakes again.
Going to be third and 10.5. They have to back him up to the 50. They've got to get down to the 39 yard line. Birch, the quarterback, looks to the sidelines. Gets the play. 5:49 to go here. We have got to get the football back. We've got to get it back and we've got to score. Here come our Vikings, our defense. Not sure what to do on defense. They're moving around. Now they're set. Birch calls for the ball, rolls right. He's looking. He's looking downfield, falls way downfield, turns, and we intercept the ball back at the 13. We've intercepted it again.
Fred Stewart right there in coverage once again. They were trying to throw it deep. Great position for the Vikings. We're going to take it over about the same place we took over the last one after the interception. Ball is going to be placed down at the 11-yard line, so we got 89 yards to tie this ball game up.
89 yards and 5 minutes and 40 seconds and 2 timeouts.
It's just as good as a punt there. You expect them to try to pin it deep, so the interception doesn't really hurt Westlake as much. I think they were out of field goal range. They're probably going to be forced to punt anyway, but the Vikings got to put points on the board here.
We send Xavier Jenkins to the near side. We've got a slot man to the near side. Barrett asks for the football. He drops back. He looks. Steps up in the pocket. They hit him. He's trying to get away from him, and he will lose 2 yards back to the 10-yard line. And we've got an injured Viking player.
Looks like Tucker Barnes going to be the injured Viking.
Clock stops. 5:23 to go. And it will be second and 11 back at the 10.
Yeah, we're running go routes on that left side. Michael had plenty of time to throw the ball. Stepped up in the pocket. The pocket kind of collapsed on him there as he was stepping up.
They have played excellent coverage defense tonight.
Yeah.
As you said, those D1 corners, and they are legitimate D1 corners. They have played good defensive football.
We were trying to get a good bit of that yardage there on that first play. We found a home running off that left side. That was unfortunately Tucker Barnes' side there, and that young man comes limping off. So we're going to be changing linemen in. We're already kind of thin on that left side of the line from last week's game, Wes.
Yep. All right, Coach Jackson Dean, Coach.
Guys, that is Tucker coming off there with a looked like his right either knee or ankle. He is limping pretty good.
Like you said, we got Jalen Goss been playing the whole game. Now Daniel Corbett's going to have to go in there, I think, our number 57, it looks like, is checking into the game now.
Dalton Hall.
So he's going to have to come up big right here. You know they're going to try to come after him.
That's right.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 5:19 to go. Clock is running. 2nd and 11 back at our own 10. Michael Barrett asking for the football. He's got it. Quickly throws out in the flat. Catch made. I didn't see the number.
Tyson
Harris. He gets out close to the 20 to the 19-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and about 3 from the 19. We've hit the 5-minute mark, Taylor.
Manageable 3rd down. They're actually going to call it down. Looks like a 2-yard place right on the 20 there. Good job catching the ball and getting upfield by Tyson.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. 4-man front. They're showing blitz. They jump. And there's the flag, and we're going to get the first down.
Michael Barrett does a good job hard counting. And that line judge on the near side saw him pick up 5 the cheap way.
We'll take him any way we can get him right now. 4:39 to go in the ball game. We trail by 7. We have 2 timeouts. The ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Barrett in the shotgun. He's got Tisdale in the backfield with him. Twins trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Man coverage. Quickly. Pump action. Look. Throws out the middle. Catch made over in the middle of the field.
Hold the ball.
Marcus Terry.
Touchdown. Extra point away from tying this ball game up, fellas.
Still a lot of time, folks. 4:20 to go in this ball game. Both teams still have 2 timeouts. And they are dangerous.
Marcus Gary really right in that zone. Middle of the field, we talked about it. Middle of the field has been wide open tonight. Michael Barrett, plenty of time to throw the ball. Marcus Gary showed his speed. Extra point away from tying this game up.
Colton Broom. A chance to tie this thing up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step all over you there, brother.
I didn't hear you doing it.
Run, baby, run.
Degan Anderson. This is very, very important right here. We need a perfect snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We've got a 21-21 ball game. A 21-21 ball game with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in regulation.
Whew. I don't know what to say after that, buddy.
I'm going
to
tell you what. I won't tell you no story. I'm excited.
Yeah, sorry if we didn't describe that play, but we were wanting him to get in the end zone so bad.
Wes, I think it's okay. Even Taylor Biddle was screaming on that play. Great call, guys. I can't wait to hear the replay. Awesome play there by Marcus Gary, and a great block downfield. I didn't get the number, but I think it was Tavon Kyle with a huge block, about 30 yards downfield. That would be 2 weeks in a row he's done that. But great job there by our offense answering the call and coming up big when we needed him.
Absolutely. Eric Paulo set the kickoff. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 3 plays, went 89 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 76-yard pass to Marcus Gary for Viking touchdown to tie it up at 21. Colt Broom had an extra point, too. It's good. Sorry. My bad.
There you go. Eric Paulo set the kickoff.
We got to settle down.
Two line defenders back at the 15. We have pooched it all night. Paulo has a leg. He could hit it deep. And again, it's going to be a nice high pooch kick. They're going to take it at the 18 across the 20. Starts right, cuts back upfield. We hit him, and he'll go down. No, still on his feet as he turns, comes back this way. Back to the 20. We got a hand on him and pull him out of bounds. There's a flag back at the 22-yard line. Not sure what that is.
Yeah, he caught it, ran to the near side, the far side, cut it back around. And we had some guys fall down and had to get back up to make the tackle.
Guys, I believe that's going to be on them. I think it's either going to be a holder blocking the back over on that side. There's still 4 minutes on this clock, and we've still got a couple timeouts. So we need our defense to come up big right here.
Absolutely, because they still got 2 timeouts, and they can score anytime. It was a block in the back, 10-yard penalty. They'll mark it off from, I think, the 20. They'll take it all the way back to the 14-yard line. 1st and 10 for Westlake at their 14. The ball on the near hash mark. 4:07 left in regulation. Birch in the shotgun for the Lions. Twins to the far side. Twins to the near side. He's put his running back out from him. He starts around the left right side. We see him. He cuts outside, still on his feet. We tap him as he gets across the 21, out of 20, up to the 21. Give him about 7 yards on that carry. Should be second and three. The clock is running inside 4 minutes now. Both teams with two timeouts.
They've thrown the ball deep twice on us, and we've picked it off. So they're going to try to run the quarterback there. He gets positive gain on there. Going to bring up second down and about three.
Ball at the 21 on the near hash mark. They stack three receivers on the far side. Again, they run the ball over the left side. We hit him. Quarterback turns. He'll be short of the first down. He'll be up to about the 24-yard line. It'll be about a yard short of the first down, so it'll be about third. Nope, they signal first down.
Yeah, Marty, what you got, brother? You were right there.
Guys, I'm looking down that line, and that was a very, very favorable spot. He never got to the 24, and they put the ball just over the 24. But, hey, that's a first down. Our defense got to keep playing right here.
Thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 3:15 to go here in the ball game. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. They give it to Peek. Peek over the right side. There goes the back. He's across the 30 up to the 31. Give him 7 yards on the carry. Again, it'll be second and three as they get across the 31. We're at the 3 minute mark, folks. Both teams have two timeouts left. We're tied at 21 apiece.
Got to settle down and play good Lowndes Viking defense. We've done it the last two possessions. We got to get it one more time. Field goal this late in the game would win the ball game.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Quarterback again keeps on the option. Goes up the middle. He gets the first down as he crosses the 35 up to the 36-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 2:39 to go while they reset the chains.
Running that read option to the far side. Put it in the running back's belly. Quarterback kept it. That little guy's been dangerous tonight. Number six for them, their quarterback. He's only a junior. A really elusive 5'10", 160-pound quarterback.
Rayvon Birch, he's getting to catch trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. He has run it himself. Three-man front for our Vikings. Again, the read option. He starts up the middle and gets hit. Nope, he gave it to Pete, and Pete gets hit at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10. The clock now at 2:15. We'll watch it closely for you. Two timeouts left by both teams.
Gets right back to the original line of scrimmage. They gave it to the running back that time. Devon Holmes right there to clean up that rush. We got an official timeout here.
Let's see. Oh, helmet. They got a helmet.
Helmet did not come off, so it's equipment.
We are at the 2 minute mark, Taylor. And as an allowance player,
Devon Holmes is going to have to come off, which is huge for us in the run-stop game. Mike Gentry checks in. Devon Holmes needs to get that helmet squared away quickly and back on the field.
They've got two receivers far side, two near side. Birch in the shotgun for the Lions. He's got Peek to his right. The ball's in the middle of the field. Now he's got a man in motion towards our side of the field to give him trips that way. Quickly, pump action, looks, and sets the screen up underneath, and he turns up field by one man, two, he's in our territory. We've got to run him down. And down the sidelines he goes, all the way down to the 15-yard line. They caught us in a blitz, and they ran it perfectly.
They ran a screen to the near side of the field, caught us in a blitz. Going to be big, big yards. Going to be down to the 16-yard line. 1 minute, 35 seconds to go in this ball game. Westlake in the red zone.
They ran that blitz. We ran a blitz, and they caught us in that screen. Birch, ball on the far hash mark. Westlake, right to left on your radio dial. Single receiver far side, single near side. He asks for the ball. He gives it to Peek. Peek over the left side, gets hit as he crosses the 15 down there around the 11-yard line. Stumble forward, got hit as he crossed the 15 and fell forward down, to the 11-yard line. Second and three. They can get a first down. Clock at 1 minute now. Westlake has two timeouts. Birch in the shotgun. Our defense. We're in a five-man front. Again to Peek. Peek trying to get outside. We got a hold out there, and that's they call it. The hole on the corner, and they call it at the 10.
Avi Davis' helmet comes off, so he's going to have to come off a play. But, yes, running off that right side, clock inside of 40 seconds to go in this ball game, all tied up, 21-21. But Westlake is knocking on the door.
And both teams still have two timeouts. They're looking to see where they're going to mark it from. It looks about the 9-yard line. To do, they'll take it back out to the 19. And that's what they do. That'll be second and 12 from the 19. Again, Westlake going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the far hash mark. Burks, the Lions quarterback, in the shotgun.
Clock's
tight
running.
Ends. Clock's running. We're at 34 seconds. 33. He calls for the ball. He comes left. He's looking for a hole someplace where he hit him. And down he goes as he gets to the 18-yard line. 20 seconds. And the clock's still running. Now they call timeout. Westlake has called timeout.
It's going to be 18 seconds to go. Third down and 10. We blocked the last attempt that they kicked with.
The ball is at the 17. They should set it down on the 25 to make it a 35-yard field goal.
Yeah, they could run another play here, Wes. It is third down.
Yep. They have 18 seconds and one timeout left. That's what I would do.
They're right in the center of the field right now. It'd be a 35-yard attempt
from here
if they put it down right now, which in pregame he had the leg to make it.
Yep.
He got blocked. Yep.
But now you take a risk. You run it, ball could come out.
Yeah, you're right.
So what do you do?
They're going to bring the offense back out on the field.
Yes, they are. Ball in the middle of the field. It's going to be third and 10. The ball is at the 17. There's 18 seconds to go in the ball game. We're tied at 21 apiece. Burke sends twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. He's got an up back and a tailback. Semi-pistol. He gives it to Pico over the right side. He gets hit. He's in the middle of the field, and he will pick up maybe 2 yards. He'll get down around the 15, just outside their 15. Clock's at 8 seconds. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Now they stop it with 2 seconds.
All right.
This
so
is
ball,
it, folks.
Ball's going to be set down at the 16-yard line.
Take it back to the 21 or the 22, so it's going to be a 31 or 32-yard field goal attempt. Ball is not quite in the middle of the field.
Guys, two weeks ago against, I believe it was East Coweta in their first-round playoff game, they actually kicked the field goal at the end of regulation to win the game. Can this kid do it again? Last time we did block it, but that was the ball was it was a low snap and skipped to the holder. So I know a lot's going on in that snapper's mind right here, too.
It's going to be 33 yards, Marty.
Absolutely. Big play.
Now, what I would do is let them line up over it and then call timeout.
Yeah, we got two timeouts. 2 seconds to go. Ball's going to be set down at the 23-yard line in the middle of the field. So he's got a dead shot on here.
33-yard field goal attempt. Are we going to ice him? Yes. Timeout lounge.
Keep it right here. Marty, you think you can get a vantage point behind that field goal for us here, brother?
Yeah, but then we have a long ways to run when we block it and run it back.
Well, that's okay. We'll call it from here, baby.
I'll watch.
Because that could happen. You block it, unlock an extra point. You block that field goal, you can take it the other way.
Yeah, you can take an extra point back as well. But, you know, we blocked one tonight.
In high school, I don't think you can. I think it's dead in high school.
In high school, it's
college,
dead.
You can get 2 points. But
college, you get two.
Okay.
This you can. We need a block. We run it back, and it's
over.
What is that, a block six? Not a
not a pick six. It's a block six.
Not a kick six. Six is block six. That's what we need right here is a block. Of course, we'll take a miss. But, you know, there's a lot going on in the mind of that young man right now.
Do you use your other timeout?
Yeah, I mean, you can't take them with you to the offseason, so I think you ice them one more time.
Yep. James Miller, Jr., to attempt the extra point. I mean, to attempt the field goal, a 33-yard field goal.
Your holder is your quarterback.
Holder is Birch. Ball is, they're written on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up, and... It's good. It's good. Westlake wins.
Westlake wins the ball game. Vikings get knocked out of the quarterfinals with a 33-yard field goal. And we will be right back after this five-minute break. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. Westlake wins 24-21 on a 33-yard field goal at the game, end of the game. Right back after this three-minute break.
And welcome back to Westlake High School at the CBC Bank Press Box at the Cass Burks post-game report as our Vikings fall 24-21 on a 33-yard, no-time-remaining field goal by the Westlake Lions to win the game 24-21. We're looking down there. Both teams have huddled around the 50. Both coaches right in the middle of it. And really a great environment of sportsmanship from our vantage point up here. I know we'll get Marty to bring us up to date on what that looked like down there from the field level. Marty, I know you're going to be waiting on Coach McPherson to get his thoughts on this game. A loss 24-21 to the Westlake Lions here in the third round. What was that huddle like out on the field?
Guys, emotional. You know, highs and lows, but everybody coming together, thanking the Savior. That was pretty neat. I actually had the privilege of listening to their team chaplain actually came to talk to Coach McPherson before the game and ask him, you know, if they would participate. He said absolutely. He loved it. And so that was something that was pre-planned, but great to see, you know, winners and losers coming together and all one there for just a few minutes. Of course, their chaplain led us in prayer, Coach Randy McPherson standing right there, you know, right beside him. So it was pretty neat to see. But, guys, very emotional, very hard for our players. You know, hate to lose, but especially a tough one like that.
Yeah, 24-21. We were down 21-0 at one time. Come back, tie it up, 21-21. They get a chance to get it down the field, and with 2 seconds left, they kick a 33-yard field goal through the uprights to win the game 24-21.
Marty, was that right down the gut, brother?
Yes, guys, it was, and it didn't clear it by much. He had another four, maybe 5 yards at the most, and it was just slightly to the left of all, or yeah, to the left of center, but it was pretty much right down the middle.
All right, guys, that'll wrap up our season for us. Making it to the quarterfinals, tough for guys like Tyson Harris. You know, they're seniors. Xavier Jenkins, their season's over.
Yeah, Devon Holmes, some of those guys on that side of the ball.
Elgin, gotta read all those seniors out there.
Elgin Griffin, Eric Paulo, Dagan Anderson, we called his name for many years now. You know, guys that have just really dominated that offensive line for us throughout the year. Kendrick Gray, Tucker Barnes, hate to see him go off his last game with an injury. Marty, whenever you can break in and get Coach Mack, go right ahead. It looks like we do have Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Yes, I'm standing here with, of course, Coach McPherson. Coach, heartbreaking.
Yeah, sure was, boys. Tough. Hey, Westlake came to play. We turned the ball over too many times to win the game.
Absolutely. You said before the game you got to hold on to the ball. You had 3 turnovers all in your own territory, and that certainly was the difference.
One of them for a touchdown.
Difference in the ball game there, of course, Coach. But, Coach, I know you got to be proud of your team. They really didn't get much going offensively in the first half, but second half kind of got heated up there and really fought back and showed some heart there at the end of the game.
They fought hard the whole game. Westlake, they tough on defense now. They had a great game plan. They just came at us, you know. Weren't able to make any plays in the first half. We were able to make some in the second half. Turnovers the difference in the ball game.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. So like Bill said, a lot of seniors, and we're going to wrap them up next week in the Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll try to get a list of all those seniors that played their hearts out for us. You know, hey, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose.
Well, guys, it's been a great season. I've enjoyed the heck out of it, and I wish we could have gone another couple weeks. But to get to the third round with the talent that's coming back, Tavon Kyle, Travis Tisdale, Michael Barrett, Fred Stewart. We're going to rebuild the offensive line some. We've got some young players coming up. I'm excited about what's coming next year. Sad that this one's ended, but and really is for guys that are seniors. They went to the quarterfinals their freshman year, went to the quarterfinals their senior year, just couldn't get past that hump. I know we'll get Marty's final thoughts as he makes his way up here. Marty, what do you got?
It's just tough down here, seeing these seniors and seeing the emotions they go through. You all know we get close to them, and with me, I'm it's a little different. I'm right down here with them in the trenches, week in and week out, and it's tough to see these guys, you know, feel the pain that they're going through. I just had a chance to talk with J.D. Lee, who's hurting really bad right now, guys. He didn't get to play a whole lot tonight because he fumbled there early on, and he's putting a lot of the weight on his shoulders right there. I just had a chance to give him a word and tell him we enjoyed watching him play. I've enjoyed his example all year long. He's a great young man. He's going on to a bright future. But it's just tough to see all these guys going through the hurt that they're going through right now. And this is a special senior class. We've talked all year long about how close they are and how much they every interview we get, every time we talk to them, it's all about the team and it's all about their family. Then none of them ever talk about themselves. You look at even Travis Dizzo right now, as I look up, is out there giving my son high fives and laughing and hugging on him. That's important and that's special, and it's hard to see these guys suffer and they're hurting. Coach Mack just had a chance to talk to the team and told him he loved them and told them that, you know, that he was proud of them for fighting back just now, and that he knows it hurts to lose, but it's supposed to, and that's what winners hurt when they lose. And that was pretty special to see that. And again, as we walk off the field tonight, our kids need to hold their heads high because they showed a lot this year.
Taylor, what about your final thoughts?
Man, it's been a fun year. I've enjoyed watching this team play. Every season's got to come to an end, and unfortunately ours came to an end with a loss instead of a win. And, there's a lot to look forward to next year. I think offensively we're going to be pretty good as well. I think defensively we've got some holes to fill. But we ran into a team that was ready to play.
Yeah.
They really shut us down in the first half. We couldn't get anything going in the first half, and that was the difference in the ball game. We didn't do anything offensively. We only had, and I say this, only had 251 yards. But you look at some of the yardage we're used to getting on the season, and that's the difference in the ball game. We went scoreless in the first half, really had to claw back. We played really good defensively in the second half, I thought. And give credit to Westlake. They got a great game plan. They got some athletes. We ran into a good team, and anytime you run into a good team and turn the ball over like we did, spotting them, what I feel is at least 14 before we got the ball rolling. They earned one of their touchdowns, driving it down our throat. But we really spotted them, some touchdowns. And you just can't do that this late in the year because the team's going to make it pay. But I enjoyed it, fellas. Till next year, it's been fun.
Yeah, it is. And I think you're right. Turnovers are probably the key in this game as we wrap it all up. I want to remind everybody, go to thevikingvoice.com. We'll keep you up to date with basketball season as it's now tipped off and ready to go. We'll have a lot of those games for you this year right there on our stream at thevikingvoice.com. Remind you again, the final Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show of the year, Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. We'll be there beginning at 6:45. You can listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, or better yet, come out, enjoy an evening as we recap the 2016 season. For all of us at The Viking Voice, I'm Bill Osborne. For Taylor Biddle, for Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, I'm going to turn it over to the big guy, Wes James.
Bill, 15 years of doing these, and I can honestly say, it doesn't get any easier.
It never does.
It never gets any easier. And folks, I can't say anything that Taylor and Marty and Bill hadn't already said. It's been an enjoyable year. So with that said,
it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Miss Ruby. It has been produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. And until next year, you've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5. Good night, Lowndes County.